Before we jump into today's episode, I just want to touch on working on the business and working in the business. The designers that I see that have the most success are working on the business. They put some time aside each week to work on their marketing and their lead generation. And for me, it is one of the most important things you can do. You need to be selling in some way every single day. And if you don't have leads coming into your business and you haven't got a steady stream of clients, then you're not marketing or lead generating enough. So how do we go about doing that? Come in to the membership. We have Membership Plus and we also have the standard membership that you can join and learn how to get more leads, learn how to market better, and learn how to drive more dollars into your business. The link for the membership will be in the show notes.
Hello and welcome to Interiors Insider, a podcast for the interior design industry. I'm going to pull back the curtain on the business of interior design. I'm going to share with you what's worked and what hasn't worked in my own business and those I've worked with along the way. Join me each week where I hope to inspire you to take action and follow your dream just like I did. With action, I believe your success is inevitable. I'm Kylie Tyrrell. I'm your host. Let's go backstage.
Welcome back to episode 47. We are three episodes away from half a century. 50 episodes. Who would have thought? It's been an interesting ride so far. If you have a topic that you would like me to discuss, because really, it's a lot of information to gather and put out there. So I want to make sure it's relevant and that it's something that you want to listen to. Send me a DM if there's a topic you would like me to discuss, and I will make it my mission to try and help you out. So yeah, send me a DM. But today I've got another quick episode for you, and I thought this was a really interesting topic. Three reasons why designers don't share. And it's often a bit of a taboo subject in our industry. But I want to just maybe shed some light on this because I think it's a really important topic. And, you know, before I jumped on the other side, like when I was a designer trying to get information out of other designers, yes, it was tough, but it was also still possible. And I'm going to say, you know, that's like over 10 years ago. And I actually put up a story this week saying that back in the day, and I don't know if this would still happen, but I think I was probably one of the luckier ones. I put out a request. I sent Heather Nettie King a DM on Instagram and asked her if we could meet for a coffee. And she actually replied back to me and said yes. And 10 years later, we are still talking. So I owe a lot to her for saying yes. Actually, Julia Green did the same thing with me. I did some work experience with her. I ended up doing quite a bit of magazine styling work experience with Heather as well. And it was a really good eye-opener for me to decide what I wanted to do in the industry. So if you're a designer out there and you have the capacity to help someone reaching out, I really encourage you to do that. I know it's not always possible. I know that we are juggling many balls. Believe me, I do know that. I do understand that. But yeah, I just thought that that was an interesting segue to what we're going to talk about today, which is why don't designers share? And, you know, it's talked about that there's a lot of gatekeeping that happens in our industry. And I do believe that there are some levels of that. But the more I dig deeper into working out why designers don't share, they've really come up with three reasons. They don't actually have the time. Can you imagine? These designers are working on projects, they're juggling families, they've got a partner involved, and they are flat chat. And sometimes they get requests from people, and I have to say, the requests are all about the other person. And not about how that person who's asking for work experience or for them to have an ear or to give them some advice. I think you need to approach it from the point of view of how can you help that designer free up some time so they can spend a little bit of time with you and help you. I guess an understanding that they are very, very busy, and whatever that busy means to them, okay? So whether that's family, work, juggling many balls, you know, maybe it's a side hustle, maybe they're working another job. So just being really conscious of that and understanding that they really may not just have the time. Hey, insiders, we have a new major sponsor for the podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by More Time to Design. Do you want to take your interior design studio from chaos to clarity? More Time to Design is a cloud-based studio and project management platform that allows you to have complete clarity over your projects and your studio. Built by an interior designer for the everyday interior designer, More Time to Design allows you to run projects, build schedules, keep track of your time, and so much more, and all in the one place, with technical support on hand to make sure you get the most out of the platform. You can book a demonstration with the team today and discover how More Time to Design will help you organize your day, your desk, and your studio. MoreTimeToDesign.com. The other reason I believe that they don't share is that this industry, it's bloody hard work, and it takes a lot for a designer to get up and running, to get clients, to get referrals, and to have a steady stream of clients. You know, that doesn't come easy. You don't open the doors and say, hello, I'm here, and then the clients just all fall in to your business. You need to work really hard to get clients and build a business. And from my experience, it takes about 3 solid years, 2 years if you're lucky, you know, if you're in the right place at the right time, which, you know, does happen, doesn't happen to all of us. But if you get a lucky break, then you might build a business within 12 months. But in my experience and from what I've seen, 3 years before you can start really skating around and having a business where, you know, you're not worrying about the peaks and troughs of money coming in, where the next client's coming from. You know, you've really built a business and established your branding and, yeah, your reputation out there. So for that very reason, you know, if you approach a designer and ask them and they've worked 3 years, hard years, 5 years to build their business, they're not always going to be forthcoming with the answers for you to make it easy. Okay, so they need to see that you're putting in the hard yards as well. They become protective, and I understand why, and maybe that can help you understand why as well. The third reason, which isn't often spoken about but is becoming more and more evident, I think, is a lot of designers' success or their ability to grow their studios is that they are winging it. They haven't really been taught the correct process or the systems or processes in place. They've been in the right place at the right time. And we're not taught these things at design school. We're not taught how to run a business. We're not taught about systems and processes. We're not taught about, you know, how to onboard a client, how to offboard a client, you know, what to price, how to invoice them. A lot of designers will hold that inside because they've actually worked it out the hard way. They've had to actually work it out through trial and error. And you will find, and I know that I do, and more designers that let down their guard a little bit and tell me, you know, I just wing it. The amount of times that I've spoken to established designers who are not insured, they do not have any legals, they do not have a contract in place, they do not have a system or a process, is phenomenal. And I have no bad words to say about that for them because I get it. We are predominantly all winging it, and that is okay. So my message today to you is, you know, there's some reasons why it's called gatekeeping. And if maybe if you're on the other side, you can have a think about it and go, yeah, well, it's sort of understandable why that happens. You know, it's not like you can get an apprenticeship where you're learning on the job. And yeah, so hopefully today that helps you, gives you a little bit of insight into the way designers are thinking, the back end, and why some things aren't so forthcoming when you ask. Thank you for tuning in today. If you found this interesting, I'd love some feedback. Send me a DM. And if you think this is worthwhile, send it on to a design colleague. Yeah, maybe they're winging it and maybe it's okay to tell them it's okay. We are not taught these things and, you know, we're doing the very best that we can do with what we have. All right, until next week, tune in again and I'll see you then.
Thank you so much for joining me today on Interiors Insider. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to the website interiorsinsider.com.au. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful, or share it with a design colleague. That way we get to help others on their design journey. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.